Greg from World Religions just called me.
World Religions?
Yeah, I used to go to class with him, but the whole world's going to hear this. I kind of want to keep this in the podcast. I feel like that's really funny. Let's answer it. Hey, Greg, can you hear me? Hey, we're recording a podcast, bud. Can I call you back? Okay, bye. Okay, welcome to the second episode of Going Gold. What is up? I have one of my best friends in the whole world with me here tonight, Hannah.
Hello.
Say hello, girl. She is the main reason I wanted to start a podcast. I felt like I had a partner in crime that I could speak tons of music with. And I felt like, hey, she's the girl I want. And she's here tonight. And we're going to talk about some fun stuff. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl performance that was last night with Lady Gaga. And we are also going to talk about some new music that came out Friday. We're going to talk about our January favorites. And we got a few games to play with you guys tonight because I love those games. So first, I want to talk about the Super Bowl. I got to get this out of the way. I just want to say that was one hell of a performance last night by an artist that we all love, Lady Gaga. What did you think, Hannah?
I mean, I can appreciate her as a singer and as an artist because, I mean, she's classically trained, right?
I kind of want you to just, like, say what you think about her, and then people will know what to expect commentary-wise from you.
I mean,
And I want you to have a difference in perception of her because I sit here and I love her.
Yeah.
I'm such a pop lover. I'm such a pop star lover. And for me, that was such a big moment. But what was it like for you?
Because
to be honest, the rest of America, besides the gays, the pop lovers, were probably in the same perception as you.
Yeah, actually, I wonder what other people thought of it. I don't really know.
No,
I should have looked
that same. Up, I wonder what, like, you know, men thought. Or people who, like, maybe just, like, really love country or, like, rap. I'm like, I wonder what they sit there and think. I'm sure they got to say, like, dang, that is a live performance.
Yeah, I guess. I just wonder, because I, as much as I don't watch football, I do like the fact that it's, you know, pure America, you know, spending this crazy amount of money, sports, celebrity.
I mean,
this huge
it is
thing.
Purely American.
Yeah.
No
and that's
other
why
country plays this sport.
I like the thought of a rock artist doing it, like all American rock,
okay.
Like The Who,
okay.
Prince, my all-time favorite Super Bowl performance. It was, I remember exactly where I was when I was watching that.
Yeah,
and I wasn't
that was
even
in
a
the
Prince
early
fan.
2000s.
2007. I actually rewatched it today.
You know what I remember most from that performance is his amazing guitar.
Oh, he's killer.
Did it light on fire, or am I just thinking that from Beyonce's?
No, they did. Not that I remember, but there was this big sheet that went up, big white sheet, and it was raining, and he was playing during Purple Rain, bitch. Oh, my gosh. And then so the sheet went up, and it was just his shadow playing this guitar that, you know, had this symbol.
Had, like, the silhouette of him.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So epically.
Yeah. And he just put his all into every performance.
Yeah.
I can appreciate
him,
that.
Him, Michael Jackson, his was way back, but, I mean, he really, I mean, Super Bowl performances at the halftime were not as big as they are now.
Yeah.
Now it is like a fundamental thing that we have with the Super Bowl. It is music's biggest stage, truly.
Yeah. So, but I know from a lot of people at my work that watch sports, I talked to them about it and they didn't even watch it. And they said they haven't for years. And I think it is because it hasn't been a classic kind of rock element or country.
That's true.
And I guess, you know, it's a market. They want to bring in different kinds of customers. And that's why they make the funny commercials as well. It's, you know, to grab your attention.
Oh, they're trying to get anybody to watch that television.
But I honestly, the commercials weren't great.
Oh, I didn't watch them at all.
No, they weren't.
Me and Chris, who is my boyfriend, we were out. Oh, my God. Letting the world know all of our secrets. We were out at a party last night, his company party, and we were at Topgolf, which is such a fun place to go for, like, any sports event. They got TVs all over the place. If you guys don't know about it, it's this golfing range that they made into, like, this great competitive event where you can golf balls straight into these holes and try to get all these points and stuff. And for me, it was, like, I'm here, but I had to go off to the side into a bar to watch the halftime show. I could care less about the football.
Yeah.
I mean, our city was there, the Falcons. We haven't been there in a long time. I was so excited about that.
Yeah.
I was heartfelt for my mom because she's like an Uber fan.
Yeah.
And sadly, it was one of the craziest losses I've ever seen in football, coming from somebody who doesn't know anything about football. But yeah, so going to what we were saying last week in the podcast, Hannah listened to the podcast last week and knows that we were trying to guess what Lady Gaga's set list was going to be. And to be honest, we did pretty well, in my opinion. I have a breakdown of what everybody said they guessed. Caitlin, Emily, Lida, and I were in the podcast last week, and we mentioned 5 songs each. Turns out Lady Gaga performed a good bit more of that because she announced hours before that she wasn't going to have a special guest, which I actually respect a lot. I think a lot of artists get a little nervous for such a big platform, and then they busy it up with guests just to make sure it'll be a memorable performance. But Gaga was brave enough to sit there and be like, this is my stage. I'm going to own it the entire 13 minutes, and it's my chance to give it to my fans, which she kept insinuating at the press conference for the Super Bowl. But here is the set list that she performed. I may be off in the order, but she started with a God Bless America. She spat out a few lines from that on the roof of the Super Bowl stadium in Houston. And there were these incredible stars behind her. Did you see that,
Hannah? They were drones.
Yes, they were drones. And for some reason, Chris kept asking me, he was like, what is that? How are they doing that? And in my mind, I was like, oh, no, that's just for the television audience to see. I was like, the people in the stadium, they probably don't see that.
No, it's drones.
No, it was live there in person.
Yeah.
Hundreds of drones in the sky making, I'm not really sure what. I think they were trying to make shape.
It was a flag, I think.
It was a flag. And then did they do the Pepsi symbol?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, just to
shove in that.
You got to shove in the logo right in there. And she was wearing kind of like this Catwoman eye with this silver sequin suit that was tight. She had the strings attached to her hips, and you just knew she was about to jump. And the second she was done, she jumped, and she spidied it down, as the people are saying in all the memes. I mean, it was like a little spider coming down. Itsy bitsy spider. She came down and she landed on the stage. She spat out one line of The Edge of Glory. She said, I'm on the edge.
Oh, you know what I did notice? She did This Land Is Your Land. This Land Is My Land as well.
Oh,
there.
My God.
And I
so
think
gracefully
you guys
done.
Were talking about bringing a political statement into it. And I think with what happened with Formation, and there was a lot of backlash. And I think the NFL and, you know, I guess Fox Sports, I don't remember.
They didn't want to repeat it.
No,
you know?
Exactly. Because people got pissed. So I think it was her way. I think they definitely warned her against it. And I think that was her way of getting it in subtly.
And I thought
and
it was
same
so
with the commercials.
Graceful.
You didn't see the commercials really, but a lot of them, they weren't funny. It was stuff pointing towards unity despite looks, races, gender. And
that makes me so happy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, more than just the Coke ad, which is always like that. But
taste the feeling. What
yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
Open happiness.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So,
but like, let's go. Let's,
yeah.
And that's what we need. And the media is the biggest driver to what we will see and what we'll be influenced by. And I'm glad they're taking a stepping stone when it comes to these commercials, when it comes to putting Gaga on that stage. Oh, I love that you said that. So going back to it, she sings that one line of Edge of Glory. Me and Chris look at each other like, we did not think she was going to start with this. And then she goes straight into Poker Face, which I thought was a good opener. You hear the ma-ma-ma-ma. And it just got everybody excited. It brought old Gaga back. And she was definitely wearing old Gaga costumes. She was definitely doing the choreo from old Gaga. She was up on this huge platform, probably 2 or 3 stories in the sky, still hanging from strings. And I sit there and I wonder, first of all, how much money goes into this? How much time goes into this?
And then, do you have the stats?
You know what? They usually perform or take about 6 months ahead of the performance to prepare. And that can be anything. I think each artist is different. I am going to throw a little bit of shade. I think Coldplay last year probably used a day to get ready.
Well,
Katy
Perry, I think, was probably even more than Gaga. What was it? Dinosaur, dragon?
She had a huge lion.
Lion.
At the beginning. That was insane.
Tiger?
It was a lion for Roar. Her song Roar. No, I've got the eye of the tiger.
Yeah.
You're going to hear me roar. Lion. Yeah, I don't know. You're right. Sorry. Who done did that? Said the wood do do that. Okay, but okay, going back to it. She went into Poker Face. She went into Born This Way, which is already a politically heavy song. She stuck to her roots. She stuck to her political standpoint that she's had her whole career. And I really like that. She didn't sit there and make, hey, Trump, let's change this. Doop did that. No, she just was like, this is about my fans. This is about our time on stage and the fact that we even get to be here. I'm rambling. Then she goes into Telephone, which is one guest that Emily had that nobody else had. And I was like,
well, look, she at said it. That Beyonce might come out, which would have been awesome.
And the whole world was freaking out that she would step out on that stage, yeah, with twins in her belly. And I sat there and I was like, if she does this, I don't know if I can be any more shocked in my life. I don't think I have much more shock value. Well,
do you
left.
Remember that one performance where she was in menswear? I think it was. I don't remember performing
it was
somewhere.
It was
and
at the VMAs.
Turned and she showed her stomach.
I know exactly what you're talking
news.
About. It was at the VMAs. She was performing Love on Top. She unbuttoned her tuxedo like jacket, mm-hmm, blazer.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just rounded her stomach, just like a nice tummy rub. And she's like, hey, in case you guys didn't know, I'm Prego. It yeah. was great. And it, oh my gosh, if you could put that on Instagram and like it, hey, it'd probably get more likes. That was so cool. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Telephone came on. We freaked out. She didn't show up. Honestly, not too upset. We should know she's not going to show up with twins.
Yeah.
She's the type of girl, if she's out doing her family thing, she's going to keep that private life off to the side. Love that. Next, you hear Just Dance come on, and that's what I thought was going to be the first starting song. Turns out it wasn't. Not too upset. Real upset. Not too upset.
Yeah, yeah.
But from there, she went into Million Reasons, which we guessed. You know, we thought she was going to slow down for a little bit, and we guessed with Million Reasons.
I wanted, what was the one you showed me? Joanne?
Joanne,
so
I wanted
much,
that too.
But I'm really not that into Million Reasons.
Same.
But.
And honestly, Chris isn't that into it. I don't think Lyda or Emily or them were that into it, but right now it's her slowest, most popular song. Right now. It just that
people
was Rebel.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But Joanne could have like soared. I think if she performed that last night for the first time and not many people knew about it, I think you could possibly
get
see
new
it
fans.
New fans, and you could possibly see it up on the charts today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, publicity like that could be really helpful. Oh, that was great. And then she finishes with Bad Romance. Such an epic song. In my opinion, probably her biggest song today. Just really legendary. The video. Choreography. She took us back on everything. I was so proud. She ended that performance. And Chris came to me and he was like, what did you think? And I was just like, I think I need to breathe for a little bit. I got so worked up. I got so excited. I'm such a little boy about this stuff. And I was so pleased. And I went to him and I told him, you know, Beyonce has taken that stage. Big fan of Beyonce. Katy Perry has taken that stage. Big fan of Katy Perry. Lady Gaga. And I said, now I truly cannot ever be able to tell who has had the best Super Bowl performance. I just wouldn't know who to start with. They all brought their own different style. They brought their own different element. Who could do what better? People played their pros against others. And oh, but with like technicalities, I go back to Katy Perry's every time.
I think Beyonce is not the was it 2013, I think?
Yeah. Oh my God, I think that's like exactly right.
The album dropped, which, what was it?
It was, that album was just, oh God, it wasn't Lemonade.
Like Drunk in
Love. It was the one before
that.
It was Beyonce. The name of the album was Beyonce.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one she dropped like out of nowhere. And
yeah, it was like in
November. Number one, 89 countries in like less than like 10 hours.
Oh, it was
no big deal.
It was the beginning of, hey, drop an album overnight to surprise the
and
whole
so
world.
So many people do that now. It's so
a lot
crazy.
Of, yeah, a lot of people like to
Ed
do
Sheeran.
It. Frank Ocean.
Actually, no, he didn't do that. Oh, well, no, you cannot include Frank Ocean in that. That was so long for such a crap album.
You guys, if you want to get Hannah started on talking about somebody, we can talk about Frank Ocean. But I mean, his album came and went, and wow is right. A lot of people were really into it for about 33 seconds.
Because it was the hype. Like it was just fake.
It was all hype. They were just excited to see him again, which I understand. He's great.
But I know you weren't a real big fan of Channel Orange, but I really was. I love some R&B, some soul.
You know,
soul,
I really love Forrest Gump. I really love that song. It's not even a song where I'm kind of like, oh, I'll play that if it comes on shuffle. It's like I go to that when I'm in the mood for it.
I like, I think I showed you this one. It's Think About You, but it's Ryan Hemsworth remix of it. And it's so good. I mean, it amps it up. I think I actually heard that one before I heard
that the was original. The first time I had ever heard a Frank Ocean song was the Think About You remix. And I thought it was good. Mm-hmm. And then I heard the original. It was more slowed down. Hannah Knows Me. I love way more up-tempo songs, dance, hence Gaga and Katy Perry and Beyonce. But Frank Ocean definitely has a great R&B touch still.
Yeah.
That is kind of lost these days, which
Hannah, it's coming
really,
back.
Hannah really respects. And that's why
I love kind it. That's of, what I would, that's what my dad would show me.
Yeah. And I mean, that's such a pure and classy taste, in my opinion. I mean, that's why I love Hannah, and I love that she came today, is because her taste is so diverse and I respect it so much. I kind of stay in one lane, which isn't always good, but I mean, I have way too much information on that one lane. But Hannah really goes off and explores, and she goes through phases and evolves her music taste, and that's something I really love. But that's why I mentioned to her that I think she should listen to Kalani, which brings us to a perfect segment, which is called our January favorites. January just ended. We are barely into February. It was January when the last episode hit, and I wanted February to be the time when we reviewed what was our favorite song releases, possibly album from January. Oh. I got mine, and this segment is called It's Gonna Be January. Are you ready? January. Let's try that again. Are you guys? I totally forgot the volume was down. We're going to try that one more time. Are you ready? January. Yes. January. What are our favorite January releases for this month? For me, I definitely have one song that stood out to me all month. I showed it to Hannah right when it came out. Mm-hmm. It is by a DJ producer named Snake Hips that we both like. We have enjoyed a lot of songs by him. I particularly latched onto this one like crazy. It is called Don't Leave by Snake Hips and Moo. M-O. Don't know if I'm pronouncing it.
Mew? I think that's...
Mew, okay. Or Mew, Mo, or Moo. We're just going to leave all those out there. It's called Don't Leave. It's a great electronic pop track. That is as easy as I can put it.
Yeah.
Just a great like urban... just pop single, in my opinion. It's got the EDM touch to it, and I'm gonna play you guys about 60 seconds of Don't Leave by Snake Hips.
You know me, now and then I'm a mess, please don't hold that against me. I'm a girl with a temper and heat, I know I can be crazy. Just a fuck up, I'm a fuck up, you don't need. I don't hear nobody when you focus on me. Perfectly imperfect, yeah, I hope that you see. Tell me you see. Cause I know that you've been thinking about it. Don't leave, shut your mind off and let your heart breathe. You don't need to be worried. I may not ever get my shit together.
And that was Don't Leave by Snake Hips. That was easily my favorite song of January by far. I fell in love with it, and it came out right when January started. So I had a good month rocking to that. So that was with Snake Hips and Moo Mo M-O, whatever her name is. We'll find out one day when she gets big. She's been big.
She's
Excuse
big.
Me. I'm sorry. Her history spans quite a while. She's
my
been
way is just usually to go and watch it video, like an interview on YouTube
of her being like, hi, I'm Moo.
Yeah.
Moo.
I don't know.
But I mean, she's written a lot of songs for other people. She's written a lot of songs with DJs. That's kind of her thing. She got really big on Lean On with Major Lazer. And now I think she's kind of building up her own album, which I'm excited about. I saw her in a video with one of our favorite artists that I'm blanking on as we speak. he wrote I Will Never Forget You. Oh my gosh.
Oh, M&EK.
M&EK. Why am I forgetting this? We love M&EK.
You know, I actually saw Mo, whatever, live. I saw her at Shaky Beats.
Did you really? Here in Atlanta? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Was her voice just as unique and great?
Yeah, yeah. But honestly, Aluna George, I don't know if you're a
fan of them. Do you remember I saw them live before Sia?
Yeah, at Sia, but that's not their venue.
Yeah, I agree.
It's got to be like the festival scene. It's perfect for
I completely agree. It was an empty stadium and I felt bad, but I mean, she was rocking it up there. Yeah, and it's not just her, right? It's a duo, Aluna George.
Yeah, he makes the beats, but usually she's the only one that tours.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay. It looked like he was there on that stage.
Oh no way. Well, maybe
probably because it's I know he was in a big stadium.
Yeah.
But yeah,
he's in the videos and everything though.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good. Awesome. I want to know, what is your favorite song from January?
Well, I actually
do. You have any January favorites, or do you want to move on to our new released song of the week? Because I got one for that too.
Well, I accidentally picked one that actually came out last Friday, which is the second. So I'm just gonna.
Oh my god, that works. That was January.
It was the second of
February.
That works. It was January.
So it was the 2nd of February.
Yeah, but I'm like just the tail end. It was recorded before then. So
oh yeah, I mean yeah, they were planning on releasing it before then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So introduce the song. Tell me why you like it.
Well, it's this guy, Max, made this song called Holla, and I feel like an idiot saying that. It sounds so white.
Holla!
Yeah, and, but this was on an album that was released a while ago, but this DJ, I don't know, I don't really know much of their stuff, Party Pupils did a remix, and Mod Sun did a rap in it as well, and I don't know if 60 Seconds will show all that, but...
Okay, so, yeah, you can play as long as you want, actually, but... This is a remixed song of an original that came out
before. I'm actually not sure when the album came out, but I listened to the old one and I definitely like this one more. The other one was
work. I love it when
I think
that
I've
happens.
Talked to you about how I don't like when a drop and a lead up to a drop is so obvious. It's that like, like,
oh yeah, I kind of live for that shit.
I'm not a baby. I can find my way there myself. And it's so irritating. So that was in the original. So that kind of turned me off of it.
The difference between me and Hannah.
Yeah. But this one is a lot more subtle.
Oh, cool.
Which I really like.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's give this a little, it's called Holla.
Yeah.
Coming at you 33 degrees here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's not 30.
What's up, baby? It's Max here. Holla, 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 yeah. I'm not just another man. Come on, give your dog a bone. Bad lover, I don't think you understand. Ain't got time for a basic. I could be the best that you never have again. I could be a long run, the one. I could be a confidant with some benefits. Ooh,
okay, wow. That was my first time hearing that, and I am really into that.
Yeah.
What a great drop.
Mm-hmm.
There was a drop. You're right. It was subtle. Yeah. And I was like, hey, it's coming, but
yeah,
I'm not going to
let... Yeah, the one was just a lot more in your face, so I kind of like the more delicate touches with it.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. And who's singing on that?
Max. And I
got some, like, early 2000 vibes from
yes,
that.
Yes, like, broke off from the boy band, yeah, you know, yeah, trying to find his own way.
But early 2000s, not yeah, today, not
no,
no Zane.
No, no, no. Have you seen Aaron Carter? I think it was last
year. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Me and Lida, who was on the podcast last night, and Emily, last week, and Emily, we were bowling in Aaron Carter's new music video for a single called Fool's Gold came on, and we, first of all, were in awe that he was around and relevant.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like Justin Bieber, an older Justin Bieber, 10 years older, which he probably like is.
You mean the haircut?
Yeah, the haircut, the body, the tattoos, the lankiness, but like a little bit built. I don't know. I mean, I was like, what a Justin Bieber. For real. I was like, Justin Bieber's influenced a lot of dude's style. How scary is that?
Yeah, I'm not into whoever thought that would those happen. Those weird diaper pants.
Those diaper jeans the that are tight at the legs. What? Tight at the legs, tight at the waist, and then just like way too much room.
Honestly, it seems like a diaper. Like here, we can hold your
yeah, shit. And you probably have a good booty, but nobody's going to see it because it's a diaper bottom. Okay, I loved that. What a great pick. I'm actually going to listen to that and most likely download it.
Good.
Yes. And by the way, I'll probably list all these songs in the description. I know last week it was probably hard to be like, what did he play? What? What's going on? But yeah, so to make it easier for you guys, I'll probably put the songs listed in the description. We want to give the adequate promo. We want these people to get big. We want mainstream radio to kind of move over.
And we don't want to get sued.
Yeah, we don't want to get sued. I don't think we would because we definitely like state that as it's not our music. As long as you don't make
money off of it.
Yeah, it's a podcast. If I'm making money, I'm probably doing quite well, like a Joe Rogan. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Okay, but still in the January favorites, I wanted to talk about Kalani just for a little bit. I just wanted to say her album released at the very end of January, and it's been my jam since. I know I talked about it last week. Just want to get it in there one more time and say, great album. I met her on Saturday, the 2nd of February, I believe. Excuse me, no, the 4th of February. What do I have here right in front of you, Hannah? Do you want to tell people what that is? Do you want to touch
Kehlani
it?
The Kehlani album.
Yeah, what is it called?
Sweet Sexy Savage.
This is, for you people, this is a physical album that you do not see much more at all. Hannah's pointing to a tattoo on her hand. She has a bunch of tattoos, and I love her album cover. But I wanted her to tell us what the most important thing on the album cover is.
That signature?
Yeah. And, like, I, like, talk to her. I, like, talk to her, and then, like, she, like, signed it. And I, like, told her that, like, Advice was one of my favorite songs, and she grabbed my hand. Give me your hand. She grabbed it, and you know how you can be, like, hey, we're homies.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Bring it around the side. We did that, and then we brought it low and made it a little spiritual for the both of us. And the whole time I was thinking, I was like, wow, you have a great hand moisturizer. Your hand is so soft.
But not wet?
No, not wet. No.
Can't that, do a clammy hand.
But I mean, with her, I would do any hand.
All right.
But yeah, so I want to just say that was my favorite single of January, and that was my favorite album of January. So far this year has started off really well for Jacob musically. I don't know about you, Hannah, but I've been really impressed lately. I think last year was great in terms of album releases, but I don't think I heard a lot from many artists. Yeah. In the pop realm.
For me, it was a lot of new discovery of stuff.
Yeah.
Of old stuff and kind of broadening my taste.
Yeah, I feel like if you and I are not, like, kept entertained by the artists that we love coming out with new shit, we have to go and explore and hunt for new stuff.
Yeah.
That is our survival method. We're, like, on Animal Planet, and instead of going to different regions in the world and trying to get other animals to eat, we discover new music. Instead, we could just go to the same watering hole, right?
Mm-hmm. Which is the full radio.
Good analogy. Wow. Go, Jake. So, yeah, that was my favorites of January. Do you have any more favorites that you want to talk about? Just new releases or favorites? And I just want to let you guys know at home, new releases, we're going to try to do the most recent week, anything that we like from the most recent week. I have one song from the most recent week I would like to talk about, but I want you to go first because I'm not prepared yet.
Well, a DJ I have really been getting into, and I'm going to pronounce this wrong. I know it. There's no interviews of him on YouTube. I looked it up.
Okay, how do you spell it?
Okay, it's Flamingo with S-I-S at the end. Flamingosis?
What?
Flamingosis.
Oh, can I just, oh my God, can I make a, like, a public statement? I am so tired of these weird ass names. I have a DJ here and their name is Digital farm animals.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they well known?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay. I mean, that's the song I'm going to play.
I mean, at least you can pronounce it. I'm fine with stuff I can pronounce.
Like London Grammar, that's fine. Leon, great. Seven Streeter, awesome. People I can't get with are like, and now I'm looking for names and I can't find anything that weird. Oh, whatever. I'll shut up. I'm sorry. Oh, we then. Never mind. Okay, go ahead.
We then. Come on.
I'm such a B-I-T-C-H.
Okay.
Oh, and can I say something? I'm sorry. Last week, I listened back to the podcast. We are still tweaking some audio things. We're still trying to figure out how we're going to play music on here. My mic is obviously louder. That's why I have Hannah like maybe a couple centimeters from her mic. Do you want to talk?
Definitely too close.
She's a little close. She's kind of close. But I just wanted to say we're going to try and work on those changes. Also, I think I forgot what I was going to say. So great. Okay, your song. Let's go.
Okay. But this, I think I was talking to you about him before the podcast, or Funk before the podcast, because mm-hmm. I, you know, really
yeah,
like
she
funk.
Let me know. She's like, I've been into funk lately. And mm-hmm. I was like, so like Bruno Mars's new stuff? And
no.
She's like, no,
nobody.
It's not. It's like a mainstream pop shit. So, yeah, let's
make
hear
it.
Let's
like a snob.
No, you're not. You're just letting me know that everything I hear is pretty mainstream, which is accurate information.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do like that it's coming back in because.
Yeah, I want to hear some funk.
Some soul. But this is, he's a DJ though, and sometimes samples old soul songs and collaborates with new people. But it kind of has 70s or 60s guitar, maybe even Beach Boys kind of.
Oh my God.
Beachy if guitar, but then with 90s rap style beats, it's like that short hi hat and really crisp bass. Like.
Oh my God, I'm so ready to hear this based on your description.
It, but I mean, I just love the album and it always makes me want to dance. It's very
I love that. I love a little fun fact about Jake. The Beach Boys is my S-H-I-T.
You know, one of the Beach Boys, I can't remember which, I don't even know their names, was friends with Charles
Hillary
Manson.
Duff. What?
Yeah.
Wait, weird,
the killer,
other weird thing.
Charles Manson.
Do you want to know? I was listening to a podcast today from 2 years ago, and Charles Manson somehow was able to find a wifey while he was in jail.
Oh, no, it didn't go through.
Oh, it didn't?
No, okay. I know.
Time went by, Hannah knows.
Yeah,
wow,
I love
I'm glad you had that
about
update.
Cults. I'm a little obsessed.
Yeah, a lot of documentaries in there.
Yep, I've watched so many Scientology documentaries and stuff on YouTube that I get ads before my videos about joining Scientology.
Oh, God. Is it just an internet subscription?
Yeah. I mean, it's a YouTube ad and it's, you know, come join our church, and people in their testimonies saying, you know, oh, it's changed my life. And there's actually one in Sandy Springs.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. It's huge. I looked up pictures of it.
Oh, my God. You got to tell me all about it. Yeah. I'm really ignorant with that type of thing.
And then Leah Remini, who was on that show, King of Queens.
Yeah.
Just did a podcast on Joe Rogan, and the whole whatever 2.5-3 hours she was talking about Scientology. She was raised from when she was 9, but that's a whole other thing. It's
was
craziness.
She raised in Hollywood, is that why, or is it kind of just wider spread than that?
Well, I think her, she said her parents raised her until she was 9. They got divorced and her mom married a stepdad, and that brought them into Scientology.
Wow.
I don't know if they were in Hollywood or not, but
Lord, as we digress, am I right?
Yeah, yeah. I could talk about that forever.
I want to hear this funk jam.
Okay.
With the hi-hat and the 60s, 70s bitch guitar from the Beach Boys. We're going to play some funk jams for you. It's 1974 and the weather here in sunny Florida is 33 degrees.
33 degrees in sunny Florida.
I keep saying 33
degrees. Something's
going wrong. So I keep saying 33 degrees and I can't get out of this voice.
What's that
accent? It's my... older white male accent. Oh, I'm changed. Oh, shit. Okay, I'm done.
You sound a little Greek. I'm not sure what that is. It is not older white male.
That I mean, I feel like it was... just play your song. I am all about that song.
Yeah, yeah.
I really liked that.
The whole album is killer.
God, talk about just cruising on like a road that borders the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Like with like an old car. I'm thinking convertible. I'm thinking like blonde hair in the wind, longer, really nice. Gosh, I bet you, I'm on it, like, not to like, I hope this doesn't offend you, but I feel like I could fall asleep to that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was so pleasant. Awesome.
I want you to listen to it.
It's okay, so just remind some them what dancey. Is the album?
Pleasure Palette, which I love as an album.
That is a cute name.
Yeah, and the cover, I know you guys can't see it, but
we're
going to
describe
really
it
like
for
it.
You. It is Flamingos.
Yeah.
Flamingo playing an arcade game. Is it Pac-Man?
I don't know.
Cute. Yeah, love I really that like so it. Much. Awesome. Okay, well, me and Hannah both agreed on one new artist that we love. We've known for a while, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was a good time. Second episode. Haven't been at this too long. We're going to introduce her to you. Her name is Leon, and we have been following her for a while. I don't know too much about her. I feel like I could get on Google right now and maybe figure some stuff out. I'm going to definitely take a hit at this and say she's foreign.
I think, yeah, because I think it's Leon.
Because
I think there's an accent over the E.
And she's kind of hard to search. I'm not going to lie. You type in Leon and all I get is Kings of Leon. But she has had an EP out.
Swedish.
Ooh, she's Swedish, eh?
Is it? Mo, you can, Mio, whatever.
You can hear a little bit in her voice.
Mm-hmm.
And her very first EP that was released in 2015, which is hard to believe, is called Treasure. And she's going on tour pretty recently, which me and Hannah are going to. We're really excited about it. But I think she just keeps building up. She keeps releasing singles probably once every month. That I have not disliked a song yet.
No.
I really thoroughly enjoy each
song.
Yeah,
and for a first EP, I was really happy about
it. Very pleasantly impressed. And I think a lot of it is her voice. I think her voice is one of those voices that can make a basic song into a great memorable
song.
Yeah,
what was the most recent one?
The most recent one was called Sleep Deprived.
Because that was a lot more simple.
It was,
mostly piano, I think. But her voice is so great, right?
You're thinking of Liar, which is also like a very heartfelt ballad. But I want Hannah to tell us what we should play, what you think people would really gravitate towards the most.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sleep Deprived, her new one, is very radio-ish, very poppy. Which is kind of why I don't want to play it. I kind of want you guys to hear something that is very her voice, which is why I kind of want to play Liar for them. Do you think that's a good idea? Or do you think we should play like Tired of Talking?
That or Think About You?
Oh, let's do Think About You.
But that one's a little more of a moper.
Think About You I can really get down to. Okay, I'm going to play you Think About You by Leon. This was released in 2016. But like we said, she's on the come up. She's touring this year. She's a new artist. Not many people know about her. Here's Leon, Think About You.
Hey, you, are you asleep? I wonder if you're out, if you are drinking. It's late. But baby, I ain't wasted, can't you call me? Can't get along, can't be alone. Where's your mind at? Are you on your own? You're falling out, I'm falling back. Where's your heart at? Don't you feel alone?
Okay, that was Think About You by Leon, a nice like mid-tempo ballad, just letting your significant other or previous significant other know that I'm thinking about you and not like Ariana Grande thinking about you, which is probably my favorite song of 2016, which I think Hannah already knows.
Your favorite song of 2016?
Yeah, I know. I made a post on Facebook and I'm kind of going against it.
Oh my gosh.
Just to let the world in. I posted on Facebook at the end of last year, 2016, my favorite song of the year and my favorite album of the year. And my favorite song of the year was Gravel to Tempo by Hayley Kiyoko. And my favorite album of the year was Dangerous Woman by Ariana Grande. But I didn't want to say Thinking About You was my favorite by Ariana because I thought it'd be hella overkill. Do you agree? If you saw both of those, would you be like, come on, bitch?
I don't know. Did I hear that one?
Thinking About You?
I'm not really a huge fan of hers. Not that I would go and listen to it.
I'm going to start dying. Can I play a little bit for you?
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is so impromptu. I'm not like this.
Uh-huh.
We're so spontaneous. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play Thinking About You, and I'm going to play me and Chris's. This is like me and Chris's song. I know. And it's not. It's actually not romantic. In my opinion, I think it is kind of about what Leon's is about, which is I just want to know you're doing well, and I just want to let you know your memory will still forever be in me, and sometimes I just reflect on the past and want to let you know I still think about you, which to me is such a gorgeous, sweet, and sympathetic thing to send across to a lover, previous lover, a new lover. Let me, okay, I'm going to get this perfect. I'm going to play it for you right when the bridge starts. And I want you guys to listen to a note that she hits right when she's coming out of the bridge into the chorus that just drives me up the wall, but with pleasure. My senses are going insane. Okay, let me fast forward it. Let me try and find it. This is very shitty, amateur. I'm sorry, but... Okay, I was completely imitating what Ariana Grande would do during that song, and Hannah's laughing at me. What a song for me last year. It will forever live in my heart. Probably at my wedding someday, but just thoughts, you know, that go along in my mind. I hope you guys liked all those songs that we played for you. Maybe someday, if I ever get a following, we'll get to hear back and see if people enjoy these songs and if they keep them on repeat like we do. Okay, so I think that's it for new music. Any music that we wanted to play for them. I kind of have a little game, unless you have a song that you want to play. This is what this podcast is for. I want to get that music out there for the 2.5 people that are listening each week.
Half?
Probably Phoebe, my dog. I play. So last week, the first episode, I probably replayed 3 times. And I had a good time. For me, it was something so fun. I had such good laughs listening back to me, Emily, Lida, and Caitlin. We were talking about the Super Bowl. I was laughing at how amateur I was for the first time. Still am, totally. I probably will always have a little bit of an amateur aspect, but hopefully that's something that's a little endearing. But it was just fun, and I'm like, I'm really loving this, and I love that, you know, we're doing it. And who knows? Maybe I'll have a different guest every week, and then returners, and hopefully Hannah will return, and give me her thoughts on this episode. So yeah, any last songs that you want to throw our way, girlfriend?
Well, you know who I've been loving since...
McLovin?
No.
Can I guess?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, give me a hint. Are they a female or a male?
Male.
Does their name start with a J?
No. Who would be J?
Jacob Durham. Me.
Favorite all-time artist.
And Jake, yeah, that's me. Wow, it does start with a J?
No.
Oh, an M.
No.
Who have you been loving lately? Oh my gosh. We're so out of touch with our friendship.
Maybe you're just out of touch with the friendship.
Is this totally a memory thing? Well, I think I'm just very expressive about who I'm always in love with musically.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Anderson .Paak.
Okay, can I be real with you? I have not heard that name ever.
I've definitely told you about him.
Let me see a picture.
I love... Oh, my gosh. He's so cute, too.
You have never told me about
Anderson. I 100% have.
I think you're confusing him with Matt Corby.
I told you it was my favorite album of last year.
Oh, my God. And what text message?
I don't know. How many times did we text? There's no way I could ever
text
find that.
We text a lot, and half of it, 50%, is definitely music. Yeah. Anderson .Paak.
Paak, P-A-A-K.
Okay, P-A-A-K. Oh, and Anderson, I'm guessing, is spelled A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N?
Yeah.
Oh, that was good. That was good little time.
Actually, his name is Brandon .Paak Anderson, apparently.
Brandon! That was rough. Let me try that again. Brandon! No? Okay. Brandon! Yeah, I'm doing bad. Wow.
Okay, I have zero service, so I can't show you a picture.
Okay, no worries.
But... Let's see.
But this is who you've been really feeling. What's his sound like?
Oh, my gosh.
Like?
R&B soul, which is not your thing. But
you know who I was going to guess? Huh. I thought you were going to say Gallant. And I think that's why I said J, because my dyslexia like bumped in a little bit and was like, G's and J's sound just like you should say whichever one you're feeling at the moment, even though Gallant starts with a G.
No. I mean, his album was good, but it was very simple.
Okay. I've never heard music described that way, but...
No?
What do you mean by simple?
Well, it was just straightforward R&B soul, but about Anderson .Paak, he'll have... And this is... I mean, he's one of the best performers. I probably within the top two, Matt Corby being one of the top two. That was an amazing...
Wait, can I talk about us going to that performance? So me and Hannah went and saw him at the Buckhead Theater when he came to Atlanta. He got on stage, seemed like the shyest performer I had ever seen, but it was so
genuine.
And it was very charming, in my opinion. And his voice, him just standing there, belting his lungs out, I'm sure... made me and Hannah cry. I cried, what, 3 times? And I don't even know much by him. But I was just, it was such a moment. It took me back like crazy. So like, hey, this is what live performing is all about. Hi, Mom. My mom's walking in the kitchen right now. But okay, tell me about Anderson. Okay. Maybe let's play a little clip.
Yeah, well, I just want to say like, saw him at Halloween. First of all, everybody go to that. It's amazing.
Halloween is a festival in Florida, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Spirit Lake, Florida. It was amazing.
And it happens like right around Halloween.
Halloween, like 3 days.
Everybody gets to go in costumes. Hannah was planning her costumes for like, I think weeks.
And then I wore it for maybe an hour and got irritated.
And
with
she was
it.
Like, I'm done with this. Rips it off.
Yeah.
Enjoys the rest of the festival.
Exactly. But his performance is so dynamic in... He would play one song that he started off with the 80s because it was 80s theme. And it was some 80s rock song, I think. Maybe Guns N' Roses.
Okay. Like a cover?
Yeah. And they were all wearing hairband style wigs
that's
leopard
so
pants.
Fun.
You know,
they really
into
played
it.
Into the Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. And so they started out with that. Maybe Sweet Child of Mine, I think.
Okay.
And then with the guitars and everything. And then goes into, I think, The Bird. Yeah, and which is a slow R&B song. And then he would play slow songs. But then right when you were starting to get a little, you know,
he'd switch it up on you.
A little too slow. And then he'd go into upbeat. And right when that was too much, you know, when you have
so he really
songs,
like,
he
do you think
slow.
He, do you think he got a feel for the crowd and then just changed it up and modified it then and there?
I don't know.
That's a little hard to do,
I don't think so. I think he's just a great performer, honestly. But
he's just got a good strategy. It
moving
like.
Everywhere and would...
You know what? I'm going to look...
Did the drums
you know
as
what?
Well?
I'm going to play it safe.
I mean, it
I'm not
going to
look him up right now, but maybe... we have an Instagram account. It's called The Going Gold Podcast. Maybe we can post a picture of him and all the other artists that we mentioned tonight.
Yeah.
And definitely just give some, like... promo out there.
Mm-hmm.
We want this to be our career someday, at least I do, and I think the first step starts with sharing the things you love. But yeah, let's hear something by him. I'm gonna turn off my Thinking About You that is still playing in the background. Okay, this is Anderson .Paak.
Niggas got me hot.
Oh, that was so fun.
Yeah.
It was, so that was one of his upbeat ones that he played at the festival?
Yeah.
Okay, work.
He was playing the drums the whole time while singing.
Oh, wow. Was he up front or was he like hitting
it off
the back?
They had a drum
back?
Set, I think, to the right side. Came out stage right, if you want to get fancy.
Did they just move him around? He was just sitting all the time?
He just moved everywhere in front of this side of the stage, middle, right. Just paying attention to everybody, which I really liked.
I'm like so curious on how this actually happened. It was like a rolling drum set?
No, they just had it set up on the stage.
Oh, okay.
And he would stand up and move and then play drums for some of the songs.
Thank you. Sorry. Okay. I'm a little black in here. Yeah. Well, awesome. What a good last song to play for everybody. I think we really got some great songs in today. And that was kind of what I was going to try to get at. I think this will kind of be similar to what the layout will eventually kind of fall in place. I want to get some games, get some guests, talk about some current events, some pop culture. But we're going to go on to a game right now. And Hannah, we played like a couple of these before we started the podcast, and she got them right. So I'm like, I think she's probably going to do pretty well.
I did not get them right. Maybe with you
no,
aiding me.
You got to give a little hint, because if I say it the way I say it, it's not going to go too well. But this is called Who Done Did That? Did Said That? Who
that done, the official name?
Who Done Did Said That? Who said what? Why about Catch Me Outside? No, I'm just kidding. Catch Me Outside? How about that? Who Done Did Said That? So it's a lyrical guessing game. I'm going to read off lyrics. Hopefully going to put no melody to it. So it'll be harder for you to guess. I'm literally just going to recite lyrics like I'm reciting a speech. Okay, the first lyric, are you ready? I have a lyric from a famous pop song in front of me. Someone that has definitely played on the radio way too long for no reason. Shade, sorry, when we find out who it is.
Ooh, okay.
You know exactly, like when you hear this name.
Don't, you're building it up.
I'm sorry.
I don't get it?
Okay, here's the lyric. Are you ready? Just associate it with the song. Been around the world, don't speak the language.
Oh my gosh, talk
but
dirty
your booty
to me.
Don't.
What a horrible song.
Oh my god, that was so quick. I was not expecting that at all. Been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining.
I don't think you understand. I work at a photo studio, and we play the pop music that is on the Spotify playlist, the top, you know.
Oh, so you're going to get every one
hits,
of these.
Blah, 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 blah. It's just, it's too much. I hear that song. Justin Bieber, sorry, I could kill myself.
Oh,
sorry.
I'm glad I'm not gonna I'm glad I'm not gonna recite that one.
Oh, so bad.
Oh my god. Okay, that was good. And the famous Jason Derulo just made an appearance on her podcast. Probably the only time, maybe,
yeah,
possibly.
Please.
Unless he releases some great stuff. He's been away for a while.
He's still wearing that hat.
Why
the time?
Do I know that? I don't know. The fedora?
All the time.
I think he took it off.
Was he balding?
No, I think he's just
no
got,
shade, you know.
No shade at all. I mean,
a little shade. Why are you always wearing that hat?
Oh, well, shade on wearing the hat. Yeah, I thought you were going to talk about balding.
Oh, no.
I was like, I can definitely, you know, I think there's a lot of, I'm getting into a weird part of this podcast. I think there's a lot of great looking bald men out there. Let's just say, I don't think it's a death sentence on looks whatsoever. I think
gotta own it.
I think for some people, it might elevate looks. Is Joe Rogan bald?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Shaved his head, yeah.
Okay. I was going to say Jason Statham.
Statham?
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. He rocks the, I mean, I don't think he's bald.
He's got a little stubble.
I think he's balding.
Yeah, yeah. But he's got a super hot wife, Rosie Huntington Whitley.
Okay. Nice.
Some model.
I mean, he better.
She's like 20 something, of course.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I'm so many words. Okay, next lyric. Are you ready? It's by another pop star in the very vague pop industry. Tell me what you like. Yeah, tell me what you don't. I could be your Buzz Lightyear, fly across the globe. Recited beautifully, beautifully written lyrics. I must
Buzz
say.
Buzz Lightyear. Is that Katy Perry?
No.
Not one song?
No, it is a little hint. It is actually a male who is a little bit of a fuckboy.
A fuckboy?
Yeah, so I'd say he is the Beeps? Original fuckboy. Tell me what you like, yeah. Tell me what you don't. I could be a Buzz Lightyear, fly across the globe. You don't know what I mean, but you already know. I like to be everything you are. Boyfriend?
Oh.
Yeah, that one takes you back a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
But does it click now?
I guess. I like I mean, I wasn't, I don't think I, I mean, I guess I heard it a lot. Maybe I blocked it out of my head.
This next one I think you're definitely going to get. Okay. It's about, it's really about, you know, the march for equality in our country. Sun-kissed skin so hot will melt your popsicle.
I was really ready for you.
I know you're ready for some like great lyric.
California girl.
Yeah. Wow. Good job. I'm proud of you. This one is also, this one's actually really freeing. And I actually really,
I'm not believing you.
I really, I really relate on a spiritual level with this lyric. Are you ready? I'm feeling sexy and free. Oh, God. Like glitter's raining on me. Me.
I have no clue.
If I put melody to it, you'll probably get it in 0.3 seconds.
Lady Gaga.
No.
Your glitter.
But it is, Gaga. I mean, it is like if somebody said, hey, is this just a pop song? No other genre at all. I'd say this fits in only pop, like sugar bubblegum pop music.
Can you say it again?
I'm feeling sexy and free like glitter's raining on me. I'm feeling sexy and free, like glitter's raining on me.
Oh my gosh, who is that?
It's like a bomb. I think I'm about to explode. And it's all Jessie J with Domino. We fall in like dominoes. She's got a great voice, you know. She doesn't come out with anything great in a minute.
It's a little. The song I really only like by her is White Room.
Okay.
It's a ballad.
I've actually never heard that song, and I'm kind of shocked.
Ooh, so good.
When people mention songs to me that I haven't heard by a pretty well-known artist, I'm like, I sit there and I have like a boom moment. Like I have been lacking in work my whole life.
I think it's actually, it was when she wasn't known in the U.S. It was this video taken. She was in the New York subway. She just brought a boombox out, played the tune.
Yes, I've seen her do that.
And just live. I think that was, Big White Room.
I saw her do that for a song called Who We Are.
I think she did that one as well, yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe just that one. I don't know. But
and she did it. Like, I mean, she's belting it up.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for another lyric up in the house? Her mouth opens. Now, I'll be very shocked if you get this lyric because I actually don't know this lyric. Okay. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
Oh my God. I don't know the name of the song, but it's definitely Eminem.
Oh my God. I love that. You know that.
Yeah.
Gosh, if you asked me that, I'd be like,
it was some Weird huge Al meme.
Yankovic. Yankovic. Oh, I said that wrong.
It was a meme or something.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, like arms vomit spaghetti. On
his Mom's
spaghetti. People would say arms spaghetti. I don't know. It was some big thing.
This one's great. This one's actually a throwback. I love this lyric, and I think it's very inspirational. What you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk?
Was it love humps or just my humps? My humps.
Mm-hmm. Nailed
what
it.
What a weird.
Good job.
I loved that album. That was a great album.
Oh, I can't think of the name to save my life.
Elephunk?
Something with an elephant.
Yeah.
Elephunk? Yeah.
I remember because my mom let me buy the explicit version and I was, whoa, I'm grown up now.
You're so crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm looking. Oh, you are going to know this one. And if you don't, you can't say you're a real fan.
Don't.
You can't sit
here. Oh my gosh.
And this will probably reveal something about Hannah that she is very proud to reveal. Okay, the lyric starts, you can't go to bed without a cup of tea.
Oh God.
But I think that's the reason. That you talk in your sleep.
Can I pretend I don't know?
The second I said you can't go to bed,
yeah.
She like looked at me like, oh my God, I know this.
One Direction.
Yeah, what song?
Things.
Yeah, she doesn't even hesitate. Hannah loves the One
I don't
Direction.
Anymore. I've cut them out of my life.
Well, I mean, you loved them.
I did.
And I love Hilary Duff to this day.
Yeah.
We all have our guilty pleasures. And I don't think you called them a guilty pleasure. You were very prideful about it for a while.
Ish.
And we loved a few songs from
their
last record.
It just sucks because boy bands have such a stigma of little girls liking them. But, you know, I went to a show. And it was a lot of older women and younger girls. I mean, and not as many boys, but
you had a great time.
Yeah. I actually went alone, which was a new experience. I've never been. My friend was seated far away from me, so it was like I was alone, and it was the first experience.
I went to the Troye Sivan concert on my own, and it was actually a great time.
Mm-hmm.
I think when something like that is just, you don't need to entertain anyone. Nobody needs to entertain you. Like going to a movie, going to a show is very similar. You're there to watch, you know?
Yeah.
You're not there. You don't have to meet anyone, to be honest. And you can have a great time.
You've been to a movie alone?
I've been to many movies alone.
I think I should do that.
You know why? Because I used to
work at... worked at Regal. Yeah.
I used to work at the theater, and I used to get hella free films. And I used to watch them, and I'd get bored over the summers in late July. And I would watch the films. And it's just fun. I mean, I loved movies. That's what really got me into like really being a hardcore movie critic, because I'm such a one.
Yeah, you're great.
But yeah, I mean, I would go to movies all the time by myself because, to be honest, there's no reason to have somebody else there.
So expensive.
And it's kind of, and then like I'm gonna go off track, but in my opinion, like it's a cute date idea if you pair it with dinner. Because if you go on a date and you just go to a movie, I didn't talk to you at all.
You didn't talk to them at all.
I did not talk to you at all. And what's the point of a first date? I'm going to be like, I remembered Sally real well because she was sneezing during the Jerusalem scene in Over the Wall.
Was that a real thing at all?
No, that was complete. Yeah. By the way, I'm homosexual for anyone. I said Sally, and I don't really know why I said Sally, but I guess I was putting on a persona for the 80th time today. But yeah, so let's try one more lyric and just see if you get it.
Okay.
Oh, you'll get this one. Well, let me
see.
You've
said that before.
And you did.
Yeah.
You're going to listen back to this, and you're going to see that you got every single one right.
All right.
Except Jesse J. I'm sorry. I just took back what I said. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my. You're like pelican fly.
What a ridiculous.
What I have in front of me, right? Nicki Minaj.
Wait, is that Minaj. Super bass?
That is.
Okay.
I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, like pelican fly. I mean, this is one of the worst photos I've actually ever seen of.
Gaga.
Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj, yeah. So I'm glad you got those. Talks about how relevant you are in the pop world. It's probably only because of where you work. I'm sorry about that. But but at least like when we're at a concert and we're parents, we'll be able to look back on the only songs that like still play, you know. Did that make any sense?
No.
Okay, I'll just leave that
in
the past.
At least not to me.
Well, now, when I said it, I was like, well, that's not very true. So then I like morphed it while I was saying it. And I was like, so that just didn't make much sense. Okay, so this was the second episode of Going Gold. What did you think? How did you feel being on it?
Good.
Yeah? Did you have a good time?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I'm glad. And you were the one who's brought the most music so far. So I'm excited for you to listen back to this and be like, hey, those were like some good song suggestions. And when this podcast is still up on iTunes in 4 years, we can download this episode and re-listen to it and be like, wow, we were not doing well then.
Oh, no,
I'm totally kidding.
Gosh.
I'm totally kidding.
Chilling.
Chilling. Really revolutionary work. And I'm joking when I say mispronounce everything. I promise. I'm educated. I'm an educated female. Okay. Say goodbye, Hannah. This is the second episode of Going Gold. Your pop music, mainstream music, new music, pop culture and entertainment podcast. You want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Episode 2, I think it was a success.